from Brownsville, Texas, directed by Abel.
Good afternoon, Monsanto Middle School. This is Rolando Zapata, a retired band director from Brownsville, Texas, and I'm going to be making some comments on your performance today, and hopefully it will be some assistance to you as you continue to prepare for your upcoming performances and competitions. Looking forward to listening to you, and hopefully things go well for you, and we'll get started in just a second.
Wait a couple of minutes, we're missing a judge. Just a couple of minutes, we're missing one judge.
I'm going to go ahead and let the recording continue all the way to the end of your performance, so there's not going to be any gaps in between tunes or anything like that. Right now we're waiting to get situated, and we'll get started as soon as they're ready. Okay, here we go. A little more clarity in the eighth notes are kind of being run together. Da, 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 da. Nice and crisp articulation. Careful with the release here at 17. That's a little bit better than your opening section of the. Yeah, it's a little more defined, a little bit better defined. Just very minor things. I think you need some more definition, like I said at the beginning, especially at the beginning. But always strive when you have those eighth notes, just very light. Make sure no one gets in the way. The accompaniment's not too overbearing, so they can play it just dee, 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 dee. Be very delicate in how they're doing it, and don't have to worry. Don't have to compete with the rest of the ensemble to be heard. Everybody needs to understand who has a melody and who needs to be heard, and who the rest of the ensemble needs to make sure that they stay underneath, so they don't cover up the prioritized lines. There was one glaring thing on release in there. I think it's measure 17, something like that. That's going to be an easy fix. So take care of that. And I think stylistically, it was pretty much there. It wasn't anything glaringly. That was a glaring problem. The pitches, tone centers, volumes were relatively good. Like I said, you need to have a balance. It's different from just a general volume of the ensemble, but a good balance to hear the clarity and all the different lines and figures. Careful, it's not lining up. See, right here, the accompaniment is way too heavy for those moving parts. Everybody's playing the same dynamic level. Work with those accents that are marked there. Ti 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 ti. It doesn't have to be super strong. It just needs to be light and very well defined. See, your trumpets are articulating one way, your low brass is articulating differently. Your trumpets, let's say at 73, are articulating one way, and then your low brass comes in, 76, and their articulation is a lot longer, a lot broader, more legato. The trumpets are more in the character of what this piece is supposed to be like, and the trombones need to try to imitate what the trumpets are doing, so work to complement each other and reinforce the lines. When you have different styles, it tends to weaken the line and the direction of the line. Watch the director make sure everybody comes in together at the beginning. That should be one of the easiest entrances. You can memorize the first measure, first couple of measures, and just look at your director. Don't be looking at the music. Make sure everybody comes in with a lot of precision. That dropped off on you. I think it was 26. It looked like it. I'm not for sure, but I think that the note just dropped off and wasn't phrased uniformly. It's pretty much the same issues you have. Your dynamics are, there's not a wide spectrum in your dynamics. You're playing, everybody's playing the same volume, and consequently I feel that the band at times is struggling and competing with each other to have their parts heard. Everybody needs to understand what's going on, who has the melody, and make sure that everybody's underneath it. And the same thing with harmonies and accompaniments and bass lines and so on and so forth. Your director will prioritize your lines, and you need to play to where you can hear all these lines above you. And that's what we call transparent, to where you can hear all the lines. Nice and a transparent effect to where all the lines are being heard. And right now at times, everybody's playing very aggressively, and that causes for a kind of a competitive feel in order to have the lines to bring out their parts and have their parts heard and have some presence when it's supposed to have it. But overall, I think that's the main thing. That's one of the main things. And I think if you work on balancing and toning down the aggressiveness of the group, you'll be able to do a better job in precision and lining up things vertically and things like that. When you're playing at that volume, you really can't hear each other, and you can't say, well, I'm going to play exactly like my neighbor right next to me or the section across the ensemble from me, because you can't hear it. Everybody's play into aggressively. So start with that. Start with bringing down the overall volume and balance the parts by priority, and then start matching your lines vertically. Your pitches are really not an issue. I didn't hear anything that was just super rough. There were a couple of spots that maybe could have a little bit of tension, but really it wasn't a big issue. And your bands, tone centers, and things like that are really pretty decent. I think the band is producing some nice sounds. It's just that in order to perform these pieces, you need to be able to think of them in a more musical manner, where everything is effective and not a competition. Okay, the best of luck to you. Hopefully some of these things will be of some assistance to you in your upcoming performances.